When Darkness Rules. Since darkness appears to be the rule in creation, solving the mystery of what the universe is made of must begin there, and almost immediately get stymied. Most cosmologists currently believe that dark matter is cold, meaning that within a year after the Big Bang, its particles were moving slowly in relation to the speed of light. As you've come to expect, these particles are just a matter of conjecture at this point. It's also been proposed that dark matter may come in three types: hot, warm, and cold. For example, subatomic particles known as neutrinos have been nominated to form hot dark matter, bringing it closest to the realm of ordinary matter. Warm dark matter is thought to exist as brown dwarfs, objects that are too small to light up via thermonuclear reactions the way ordinary stars do. On a more solid footing, the consensus today holds that cold dark matter is composed of weakly interacting massive particles, WIMPs, which are heavy and slow-moving. The aptly named WIMPs interact via gravitation and the weak force alone. They would be completely hidden were it not for their distribution over the whole universe and the large proportion of total matter they constitute, exerting a powerful gravitational force. Dark energy is considerably more exotic and seems to be vastly more present, whereas dark matter, although unseen, still influences the visible universe via its gravitational pull. Dark energy acts as anti-gravity, pulling the universe apart at large scales. For example, beyond the scale of galaxies and clusters of galaxies. How this actually takes place, and providing a theoretical explanation, is no small mystery. Even for it to exist requires precise measurements of how fast the galaxies are accelerating away from one another. According to how many stars you take into account, the key ones are very distant supernovas. The value for dark energy shifts considerably. Some skeptics challenge whether the galaxies are accelerating at all, which would undercut dark energy completely. But cold dark matter with dark energy is currently taken to be the standard model of cosmology. We supposedly inhabit a flat universe, dominated by dark energy, with smaller amounts of dark mass and even smaller amounts of luminous, or ordinary matter. From another viewpoint entirely, darkness could be a case of how we observe the universe rather than what it really is. The giant particle accelerators that blast subatomic particles into view operate on the tiniest scale, mere billionths of a meter and billionths of a second. Is that kind of observation compatible with the effect of dark matter, which operates on the largest scale, billions of light years in size? Before anyone can answer yes or no, one has to challenge if what we see today is the same as what existed long ago. Almost certainly, it isn't. The acceleration that is making the galaxies fly apart faster and faster began very late in the game, roughly 6 billion years ago. Before then, cosmologists believe that the expansion was actually decelerating. That's because dark matter and dark energy evolved differently in an expanding universe. When the early universe doubled in volume, dark matter density was halved, but dark energy density remained and remains constant. When the balance tipped in favor of dark energy, deceleration turned to acceleration. The "we haven't even started yet" camp is bolstered by gaps in the standard model. What would it take for totally new thinking to take hold? The journey begins with the psychological aspect of reality, which von Neumann called essential. Seconding him are an array of eminent physicists from the beginning discoveries of the quantum era. Max Planck was adamant that reality, at bottom, involves consciousness. As he put it, All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter. This means that lumps of matter are no longer floating out there, like snowflakes that fall from the sky and collect on your coat collar, but rather matter is embraced in the same matrix that holds thoughts and dreams. Planck's belief that mind is even more basic than matter is expressed with total clarity here. I regard consciousness as fundamental. I regard matter as a derivative from consciousness. Everything that we talk about, everything that we regard as existing, postulates consciousness. If you're looking for totally new thinking, it's been around a while. What was lacking was acceptance. So let's build some.